prices to increase last week. It has already taken place. Also, Middle East tensions de-escalating some is helping as well. The Indiana State Police will once again partner with the Drug Enforcement Administration for the 26th Prescription Drug Take-Back Initiative. That'll be 10 to 2 this Saturday. Drop-off points in the area include Vincennes Police Department, Knox County Sheriff's Department, and the Lawrence County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. More news available anytime at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee reporting for WAOV News.
Why grain prices may stay on the low side for a while. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today.
I would describe my views as leaning towards the bearish scenario.
Dr. Scott Irwin is an author, professor, and chair of agricultural marketing at the University of Illinois.
I think unless something really dramatic happens to U.S. crops this summer, we're heading into what is a fairly regular cyclical downturn in agricultural crop prices.
He believes that the continued downturn in grain prices will only be short-term.
No upcycle or downcycle of prices ever lasts forever.
Check out the complete conversation between Dr. Irwin and Mitch Frazier as part of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. It's at HoosierAgToday.com's podcast page at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
As student-athletes, we've learned a thing or two about work ethic.
That's because we have a lot to balance between being students and being athletes.
Engaging in class and in practice.
Studying our textbooks and our opponents.
Strengthening our minds and our bodies. I'm Jake Timman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm McKenna Cruz from Greenwood High School. As students and as athletes, we work hard to manage our time effectively, to maintain our grades and our eligibility, and to prepare for tests on and off the field.
We can't do any of it without putting in the work every single day.
High school sports instill a strong work ethic because being a student and being an athlete demands excellence in both.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nardi. Join us by being a champion of high school sports and support our student athletes by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is working hard in the classroom. This is working hard on the playing field. This is your IHSAA.
Congratulations goes out to Vincennes Lincoln High School senior Caden McCrary, the Tri-State Orthopedics WCDM Athlete of the Week. Caden is a four-year letter winner in baseball at Lincoln. This year, he had three RBIs in the home opener against Ligoti, a 7-3 Lincoln win. He also had four letters in tennis and was a member of this year's sectional championship tennis team. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.6 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
Save up to 40% on your groceries at Save-A-Lot. Amazing quality, fantastic prices, satisfaction guaranteed, or 100% money back. Fresh meat is cut in-store daily, and special orders on meat are available.
Now at your Vincennes Save-A-Lot, fresh T-bone steaks are $5.99 a pound. Banquet entrees are 2 for $3, and 8-pound bag potatoes are $2.99 each. Also, boneless center-cut pork chops are $2.49 a pound. Cabbage is 49 cents a pound, and Pepsi 6-pack bottles are 2 for $9. Save at your Vincennes Save-A-Lot.
You can watch live and local high school sports worldwide on your mobile or connected devices with TOC Direct Media Sports Network's video streams powered by Old Chicago and Vincennes. Visit NewsKnoxCounty.com and click on our Sports Network banner. Access our live broadcast schedule as well as current live streams and archived broadcasts. So if you can't make the game in person, you can still watch it live on the TOC Direct Media Sports Network powered by Old Chicago and Vincennes.
Here is another community announcement for you from WAOV. Vincennes Township Fire Department annual Kids Safety Camp will take place July the 18th and 19th. It'll be from 8 until 4 at Wabash Trails Park, just north of Vincennes. Price $10 per child with lunch provided. That'll be for ages 9 through 12. Registration is by June 17th. Call 812-882-6399 for more information. The WAOV forecast now from the Bryan Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. We'll see a high of 65 today with sunny skies moving in, mostly clear tonight, a low near 39. And for tomorrow, it will be mostly sunny, a high of 66. Friday, a chance of rain at 70% and a high of 74. It's Candidates Forum tonight at 6 before the Civitan Radio Auction, WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, WAOV in Vincennes, 97.3 FM in Washington. Jennifer Burns and Kirsten Wagner, our guests, they are nurses from Good Samaritan Hospital. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. National Nurses Week is next week, is that right?
The week after.
Week after. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I got two nurses in the studio with me. Great. Think the world of the nurses at the hospital. I've often said, told the doctors they run them. they always enjoy me saying that. But anyway, really, I appreciate everything you do. That's a hard job.
Yeah, it really is.
I think we really learned how tough it was from COVID for you guys. Wow. But anyway, we're past that. Moving on. First of all, how long have you been with Good Samaritan Hospital, Jennifer?
I started at Good Samaritan in 2015, so it's been about 9 years.
Kirsten, what about you?
I started in 2016, so it's been about 7 years.
Okay, well, so you guys been there a while then. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me see. Jennifer, you work in OB.
I do.
Okay. And Kirsten, you work in ER.
Yep.
Boy, we have really got extremes mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you work for, how many doctors are in OB right now that you work with?
So as far as like Good Samaritan providers, we have two right now, Dr. Steinman and, Dr. Blackwell.
Okay, good, good. And ER, you have, oh yeah.
We have multiple providers. We have, MDs, PAs, NPs that work with us. So.
Yeah, you have several.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people in there.
We do.
A lot of rooms in there.
Yeah,
we but, do. You know, since when they redid it, they made everything convenient for ER, didn't
yeah.
they? For testing and stuff, so.
Yeah, we have our own CT scanner down there, an X-ray room.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
That hospital's big.
It is.
Yeah.
If you don't go there that often, you can get lost.
Yeah.
Well, it actually, and it's helped too, they've kind of rebranded some of the wayfinding, and they've added some colors to help guide people, like the purple trail or the blue trail, and it's helped tremendously trying to, you know, help guide people where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, it's I don't know what trail.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's still it's big, but you can navigate it pretty well. Can't
yes.
You?
Yes.
All right. What did you guys want to become nurses?
Well, I personally wanted to become a nurse, specifically an OB nurse. My sister was actually born with a congenital heart defect, which is actually a screening that we do now on all newborns to try to detect that before they would go home. But my sister was born before that test was actually introduced. So I was exposed at a very young age to healthcare and nurses specifically. So, this kind of inspired me from 5 years old, really.
Okay, so you wanted to be a nurse all along.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kirsten, what about you?
Well, I've had multiple family members. My aunt and my cousin were both nurses, so it kind of inspired me. And then during nursing school, I didn't necessarily want to work in ER, but once I started, I couldn't leave.
You guys work in two departments that 2 days are never the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I still get mad at them at the hospital. Is I miss the chimes when babies are born. I always thought that was so cool. First time I was in there, I heard this go off. Like, what is that? Somebody told me. Like, now you don't do that anymore, do you?
We do not. No.
Oh, let's bring it back. Why not? I'm a troublemaker today.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, the hospital's come a long way, hasn't it? And you guys really are a regional center, even though you're our hospital. I mean, the people you see are from all over, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. ER's got to be adrenal pumping.
Depends on the day.
Okay. All right. All right. That's true. You could probably have days you have just strep throats and things like that. Maybe a sprain or something. But then you have days that, somebody may have a heart attack or a stroke or something.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get when the person walks through the door.
Uh-huh. I mean, how do you, okay, your nurses, you know, businesses, you come in, okay, what's our daily planner like? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do this, today, this. You guys basically said, we're open for business, let's go. Is that it?
That's Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he kind of nailed it on the head. 24/7.
Why do you think it's so hard to get nurses right now? There is a nurses shortage everywhere. I mean, we have good nurses, but we are still short-staffed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of the pandemic and just the fallout from that? Or
I think the majority of it is, yeah.
I think a lot of nurses during COVID experienced burnout and just, you know, they were so exhausted from the amount of work, and then the amount of work we were doing was so draining. I think it's really hard to get people to come into nursing and then also to stay in it as well.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm going to take each one of your departments, okay? Jennifer, let's start with you. NOB, what is the most exciting part of your job? Is it, you're in labor right before that birth? Or is it once the baby's born? Or, I mean, I know I'm really nitpicking here, but I'm just curious, which one really brings the most excitement for you, the most joy?
Honestly, the most joy for me is not even the birth, the delivery. It's more so the whenever the mom, the family, they come in to get ready to have their baby at the very beginning, and we kind of welcome them into the hospital, and we really start giving lots of education on how to take care of a baby from the minute they walk in the door. And that's my favorite part. I love to just welcome people in and kind of help them get ready for the most exciting time they're going to have.
Okay. Now, Kirsten, I know it. In your department, it's all over the spectrum. But is there anything as a nurse that you like to see? I mean, I know if they're there, they're not good. But I mean, is it somebody young who may be scared and you're able to tell them that it's going to be all right and it is all right? Or
yeah. So about a year ago, I took over the role as a pediatric care coordinator for the ER. So I enjoy, you know, being able to comfort the kids that come in, being able to educate the staff to know what to do to comfort the kids that come into the ER, because it's a scary place for them.
Mm-hmm.
And for their mothers. So kind of talking in their language, educating parents what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's something I enjoy doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's, again, if you're at the hospital, it means that something's not right or you're expecting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically it, all right? So you get a lot of times, the worst of people, right? But now, back to you, Jennifer. When you have somebody who comes in, maybe they're delivering for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
When you get somebody who's had it two or three times, they know what to expect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that first timer, that's an adventure.
That's my bread and butter.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Oh, wow. Oh, I mean, if you have to sit there after 20 hours of labor saying, we're going to have to C-section this.
It's time to have a birthday party. I mean, it doesn't, you know, any way you look at it, it's, you know, there's a good outcome, usually.
Right.
Occasionally, there are some bad outcomes as well, which, you know, are very hard. But, yeah, most of the times, even sometimes things don't end up the way people are planning, it's, you know, good in the end.
Now, is nursing one of those professions where you never stop learning?
Yes.
I mean,
oh, absolutely.
New equipment, new techniques, and
learn new things every day.
Okay, really? Is it new equipment, or is it just, you know, we're changing up a philosophy on what we're doing, or?
Yeah, there's lots of evidence-based practice where, you know, we look at things that we do, everyday practices, and we're like, okay, is there a way that we can improve this? Is there a way we could do this differently that would make it better, easier, you know, better for our patients, and, you know, go from that as well.
Okay. All right. I when I've talked with other medical personnel, they said, just when you think you got it all down, something new comes up or something changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting the interns in here, I talked to a couple of them. They were just blowing my, they were just like all over the place. Like all this time they spend studying and then, wait a minute, it's doing what now?
Mm-hmm.
Same way with nursing, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, education-wise, nursing, 2-year degree, right? Or I don't know what the education is nowadays on stuff.
To be an RN, it is a 2-year degree, but it is really highly encouraged to go back to get your bachelor's as well. So I actually, for my program specifically, I graduated and I already had a bachelor's degree from nursing. So you can do either one. and, you know, people can go on and get their master's. I mean, there's endless amounts of opportunities for learning.
Okay, it's up to the individual, right?
Yep.
Okay, now does the hospital, if you want to continue education, do they help you out there?
Yes, they do.
Tuition reimbursement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. But at the same time, though, you got to give them time, too.
Yes.
It's not like, okay, we just pay for your education. You're going where? Boca Raton? No.
Yeah.
I understand that. So
it's kind of like they help us, we help them.
Right, so, yeah. Right. Okay, what is the most challenging thing about being a nurse? I'll let you think about it a second. I mean, really challenging.
Well, at least I would say it's just really adapting to all the different personalities. Not even, you know, obviously the patients, you're going to have a different patient every day. And then also, you know, your coworkers, your other nurses, the other, you know, hospital staff that you work with. It's really working with people more than anything. I mean, yes, you're trying to, you know, help them with whatever's going on in their situation, but you really got to adapt and learn how to work with people. And sometimes that can be difficult.
No, I agree with her. Sometimes people are the most trying.
Oh, sure they are. Sure they are. I can understand that. You know, I mean, when they're in a tough situation, people, you don't know how they're going to react. You know, I've talked with people and from the hospital who tell me times that, but people just simply, especially in the ER, they lose it because their mind is just, you know, somebody wants your insurance information and they're more worried about their child on the, in the bed than they are about their insurance. I mean, you get pushed ways probably that you don't expect.
Yes.
But people are going to react different.
Yes. They react different in different situations. We just have to kind of, you know, support them, be understanding. Not every day, like you said, their kid is in the ER. It's not something they want to deal with. So we just kind of support them through it and be understanding.
Uh-huh.
And also, like, being a patient yourself also gives you a whole different perspective on nursing as well. I know that whenever I had my daughter, whenever I was in labor, I came back after my maternity leave, and I was like, I feel like I'm a whole new nurse. Like, I totally had a different perspective on all of my practices. So whenever you're actually in the patient role, you learn a lot as well, not even just being the nurse. You can learn as being the patient and what things affected you and what would what you would want in your care.
Right. I was telling Jennifer and Kristen about 2 months ago, I had an appendectomy at the hospital. What was so hard for me personally is three of the nurses I had on the fourth floor I knew as kids. And, you know, when you're in a hospital, you have a gown on, there is no pride. And getting the idea of, wait a minute, these are little girls I used to, you know, it was different for me. Okay. And they were top notch saying, hey, shut up. This is our job. You know, we're not, you know, and God bless them. And I learned, like, they're there for a job.
Yeah.
That's their job. And that's what you guys do is your job.
Yes. And honestly, what you just said is one of the things that I love the most about our hospital. You know, I've worked in a larger hospital as well, but working at Good Samaritan, I love, you know, walking down the hallway and seeing, you know, people I went to high school with or, you know, people I know in the community. I've had several patients that I know outside of work, you know, that I've known outside of life. And I enjoy having them. And, it's a very unique experience that I feel like we have here that I don't feel like you would always get in a larger hospital.
See, and I got to remember, you guys are going to go online and say, you know, Ed was, and they go, Ed, have you ever heard of HIPAA? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, but they were top notch. Everybody is. You know, and I think sometimes people don't realize how lucky we have it. Now I can sit here and for the next 5 minutes just say what a great hospital we have, because we do.
we talked about that all day.
I mean, we do have a great hospital. I mean, golly, cancer center, we got a heart center, we got therapy places, we got, you know, OB, ER. I mean, I could go on and on. We have it here.
Yes.
Okay, so don't have to sell me in the hospital. I'm bought. All right?
Yeah, right?
So, okay. But what I do like is the challenges that you guys face. You don't just kind of, I know it's an old saying, you know, rest on your laurels. I mean, you guys want challenges, don't you? You do want the new equipment.
Oh, absolutely.
You do want to be able to, wait a minute, can we do this now or that now? Or
constant improvement, yeah.
Right. What do you tell people who want to become nurses?
I definitely encourage them. I think that becoming a nurse was one of the most difficult and the most rewarding things that I've ever done.
It's not easy. Yeah. Your job is not easy. Mm-hmm. Now, do you normally work 4/10s or 3/12s or whatever? Or how does that work out? Or does it depend? Or
it depends on the week. Sometimes you work more, sometimes you work less. Typically, you work 3/12s. Mm-hmm. But if they need you extra and you're willing to do it, you'll work more.
Okay. And you get rewarded for it.
Yes.
All right. Good. Yeah. Everybody says, well, you know, it's a high-paying profession, but it's high stress. Is your job stressful?
Yes, 100%.
I would say yes. Definitely.
Okay, all right. I mean, you're being honest. I really appreciate that. Okay? Is it rewarding?
It is. Every day.
Definitely.
Okay, here comes the million-dollar question, and I hate to do this to you. If I went up to you, Jennifer, and said, you know, you're a great OB nurse, but I really need somebody in orthopedics. Can you become an orthopedic nurse?
Orthopedics is not a specialty that really would interest me. I think there are great orthopedics nurses that really enjoy what they do. And I think part of what will make someone a really great nurse or maybe a not so great nurse is whether or not they enjoy what they're doing.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you, Kirsten, if I come up to you and say, listen, you do a great job. I need you on the second floor. I don't even know what's on the second floor. I know it's on the fourth floor.
I see you.
Okay. Oh, well, that's close to what you're doing then.
ICU is a whole different animal.
Okay, all
versus
right.
ER. I mean, I would attempt to do it, but they do a lot more things than we even have, you know, than we even trained for in the ER.
Why I brought that up was you want to go with your strengths.
Yes,
absolutely.
You definitely want to go with your strengths, and no doubt what your strengths are, you know. And that's what makes a hospital really good, you know. Now, if you requested a change, or you might say, you know, I understand you're opening this wing up. I'd be interested in being a nurse over there. I can understand that, but.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, a couple of years ago, they actually even started developing they called it a dual nurse role, where say there was a nurse that worked in the ER, but she's also really interested in, you know, training for education or wound care. They were able to kind of change her role to be part-time in the ER and part-time in wound care, or part-time in education and part-time putting in, you know, central lines and IVs and things like that. So really, if you're interested in something, I think there's an opportunity in the hospital to make it happen.
Okay, great. All right, we've got a couple of minutes left. It is National Nurses Week in a couple of weeks, but I think it's every week. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Fist pump for both of you. All right, there we go. All right. Finally, where's nursing going? I mean, you already have enough responsibility. I mean, who would have thought that when you look at like physical therapy, you almost have to become a doctor, have a doctorate degree in that field. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you do. I mean, where is nursing going? I mean, I'll tell you what, one area that I'm really surprised is I don't see as many male nurses when I've been in a hospital as there used to be. I mean, are we seeing males get away from that? I mean,
I say, really.
Because I've had some great male nurses before, and I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. Or are we specializing more? Or
I think that kind of, like, the male nurses, that kind of ebbs and flows. It just kind of depends on the person and what they're really passionate about. I do think something that's really cool as far as, like, new advances and where nursing is going is at the hospital they've introduced something called virtual nursing, where and honestly, that's been a really big help because they're able to help kind of take a lot of the busy work off of the nurses on the floor, and they're able to do a lot more with the patients and do the hands-on stuff, and the virtual nurse is able to do a lot of the questions and the assessments and things like that.
I had one freaked me out. I heard noise. What is that? That's your nurse. I go, no, she's out there. Mm-hmm. No, on your TV screen.
Your other nurse.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. That's good. That's very innovative right there. And we were one of the first, right?
Yeah. Definitely the one of the first in Indiana, for sure.
Wow. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What would you like to say about nursing as we wrap it up?
A Nurses Week? Is that what you're asking?
Yep. Oh, yeah. In general, in nursing.
Okay. Well, nursing is something that is ever-evolving, ever-changing. During Nurses Week, we're going to have several different fundraising events that we are going to try to support, like educational opportunities for nurses. We like to give a lot of scholarships to nurses to go to conferences or get a certification in their specialty area, become basically an expert in their field. So we're really excited about the week and nursing in general to kind of just support the ever-changing field that it is.
Okay, Kirsten, what would you say?
So, like she said, Nurses Week is May 3rd through the 10th, and we want to put on some events, like she said, to help nurses develop and progress through the profession. So, Thursday, May 9th, we are going to have a dine and donate at Old Chicago, and we're going to have 90s trivia, if anyone's interested. Trivia starts at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. We definitely recommend anybody come out. They're big 90s fans over here. I got my NSYNC t-shirt ready to go to rock this event. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Okay. Ladies, thank you, first of all, for what you do, because it's awesome. And appreciate you coming in and celebrate Nurses Week well, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work. From ordering to reporting, we even keep your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy.
You're not having any lasagna?
All I can taste is hours of expense reports.
Relax, you used Easy Cater. Enjoy the food, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks. That's...
Enjoy it?
That's... amazing.
Yes, Ray, it is amazing. 100,000 restaurants and everything you need to make food for work. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Save money and time by shopping with TOC Direct Mail. It comes to your mailbox every week and includes great buys on what you want and what you need. Look for TOC Direct in your mailbox this week.
eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need at the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The WAOV forecast now from the Bryan Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. We'll see a partly sunny day for today, a high expected near 65. Mostly clear tonight to low of 39. And mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 66, high of 74 with a chance of rain on Friday. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekday mornings at 10 on WAOV.
The mudslinging against pro-Trump conservative Mark Mesmer? Completely false. The truth, Mark Mesmer is 100% pro-life and is the only candidate endorsed by Indiana Right to Life and Susan B. Anthony List. Mesmer's a pro-Trump Republican who is tough on illegal immigration. He'll end the handouts to illegals and ban sanctuary cities. Mesmer will finish President Trump's wall and deport them all. That's right, he'll build the wall, and he's pro-deportation. Adios! Born and raised in Jasper, Mark Mesmer is one of us. He built a mechanical construction business and raised his family right here. He'll stand up to Joe Biden, cut spending to curb inflation, and stand for our values in Washington. Don't believe the false smears of conservative Mark Mesmer. He's pro-life, tough on the border, and pro-Trump. Conservative Republican Mark Mesmer for Congress. Paid for by Mesmer for Congress.
I'm Mark Mesmer, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
It takes a special type of person to inform and entertain, and that's what we do at TOC Direct Media. Inform and entertain. If you think you have what it takes, consider us for your next move. Log on to originalcompany.com and give us the reasons we should consider you for one of our openings. It might be just a side hustle for you. Log on to theoriginalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer. Part-time, full-time, or side hustle.
Have you ever missed one of your local shows on WAOV? Ever missed the morning chat, Mark and Mark, or even financial questions, real answers? Well, that's not a problem anymore. WAOV now has our local shows on podcast and easy to get them. Go to WAOVAM.com, click on the podcast tab at the top to find your